back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. While we're on the, you know, this conservative group of people who continue to walk around with their chest poked out, thumping on their chest, talking about how great the conservatives are, talking about how great the Republican views on things are and why, you know, there's so many people moving towards the conservative view of things, which is a lot of it is fabrication. You know, there's certainly going to be some movement in the midterms, but not to the degree that Republicans think there's going to be. And the only reason that they are in a position to receive even what they're going to receive is because of the gerrymandering that has taken place for, you know, far too many years now that put Republicans in a position of power where even though Democrats' votes are more than Republicans, just the way these different districts are configured is why Republicans have control, and not because there are more people who move towards the conservative movement than there really are. But Herschel Walker is another one of those sad cases that I've never understood. You know, Herschel Walker was one of the greatest athletes that ever lived. You know, I'm old enough to remember Jim Thorpe. Having read about Jim Thorpe, now let me say I'm old enough to remember him, but having read about Jim Thorpe as being, if not the greatest athlete in the history of our nation, one of the greatest athletes in the history of our nation. Well, Herschel Walker is someone probably, you know, maybe not in that same vein, but physically as great an athlete as there's ever been. One of the greatest football players who ever played the game. I remember him myself as a young boy watching him at the University of Georgia carrying the football. I didn't think there was ever, arguably outside of maybe Jim Brown, an athlete that was as durable, as strong, as powerful as Herschel Walker. And I admired him. No question. When he played for the Dallas Cowboys, I admired him. When he played for the Minnesota Vikings, I admired him. Not because of his political views. I didn't know anything about his political views. I was just then and still am a great fan of football. And so that's what I know about Herschel Walker. And then even much later in his life, the fact that even into his 40s, he went into martial arts, mixed martial arts, and became just a competitive guy, even though he was doing that in his 40s. So, and if you look at him today, his physique, he still looks like he's capable of putting on, you know, the helmets and shoulder pads today at 52 years of age. So he was a hell of a specimen physically. But don't get that caught up with his intellect and what he's doing now. Well, Donald Trump went to Herschel Walker and said, "Hey, Herschel, you know, I think you'd make a good, you know, United States Senator." Never mind that he doesn't have any political background, has never done or said anything that would lead anybody to believe that he would be a great senator. And if you look at the baggage that he has, you know, several children born out of wedlock, you know, one of them born while he was married, the character of him is questionable, no doubt whatsoever. And yet he wants to talk about Stacey Abrams, who is a candidate for governor in the state of Georgia and very well liked And so he's gone after her because she talked about the fact that she thought that the state of Georgia and thinks that the state of Georgia is one of the worst states in the entire country for poor people and people of color. That's the same thing I say about the state of Wisconsin. There's got to be, you know, Georgia's right in there. But the Walker, Herschel Walker, and as, again, former pro football player, Hall of Famer, has gone after Stacey Abrams because she's a Democrat who said she's tired of hearing about Georgia being the best state in the country to do business when it's the worst state in the nation for people to live, for black people to live. I don't know what's happening in Georgia, but I do know there are a lot more black people in Georgia who are living well than they are in the state of Wisconsin. But she says it's one of the worst. I'd like to invite her to Wisconsin, and we can have a conversation about that. But anyway, Abrams cited the state's problems with mental health, treatment, maternal mortality, incarceration rates, and wages. Republicans seized upon that remark and used it to criticize Ms. Abrams, who's very popular and stands a great chance on becoming the governor of the state of Wisconsin. So, but Herschel Walker went after her and clearly stated, if you don't want to be in Georgia, you know, kind of pack your grip and leave. And then he turned around and said, this great Republican, there are 51 other states that you can go to if you don't like Georgia. Whoa, wait. This man has a college degree from Georgia, and he didn't know that there were 50 states. Well, you know, she doesn't like it. There's 51 other states that she can go to. Yeah, Herschel, great baron of truth, bearer of truth, Herschel Walker, wife beater, woman beater, you know, talked about people who have children out of wedlock, and they find out he's got one that he hasn't taken care of. I mean, these are the people that the Republicans put up who they think are great, great people to possibly become leaders in our country. He's running against Raphael Warnock, a squeaky clean pastor whose life is an open book. And you can't find anything horrible in it. A man who's overcome everything and the first one to go to college in his family and to rise to United States Senator. Come on. Again, Republicans. Why? I don't get it. I don't understand. Got to go to a break. Phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.